The bill originally called for Georgia to opt out of the Common Core, but the current version calls for the State Board of Education to create an advisory council to help with its own review of the standards already underway. During the hearing, Franklin County School Superintendent Ruth Odell expressed support for the Common Core and said members of her district aren't crazy about the bill.
We do have serious concerns with adding another very prescriptive whole-level review and an approval process when we feel like we already have that process in place with the state board.
Senator William Ligon of Brunswick is one of the bill's key sponsors. He says the council will expand the state board's efforts.
The working structure is the subcommittees. We allow the subcommittees to reach out to the teachers and to the curriculum specialist and bring them in. And we didn't put a limit on the number that could be brought in to do that.
Ligon said he and the bill's other sponsors worked with House leaders and the governor's office to shape the legislation. Next, it heads to the Senate floor for a vote. Martha Dalton, WABE News.